And I'm back. Anyway, yeah, this isn't gonna be scripted or anything. It's just like a, one of my rambly reviews. Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness is quite possibly my favorite MCU film of all time. Which I didn't think was going to be the case. I kind of went into the film not really expecting much, because I mean, like, it's a Sam Raimi film. I knew it was going to be good, but I was not expecting it to be as good as I found it to be. Before we go any further, I will be spoiling the crap out of this film. If you've not seen it and you care, then leave. If you don't care or you've seen the film, then stay because I need the listens. Anyway, so how should we do this? Let's kind of go through like a plot. Go through it bit by bit, plot wise. I've got a little bit of paper here. I don't even know what it is. Let's see. Oh, no, never mind. I can't. Well, actually, I can. It's just a couple of dates I had to ask off. Anyway. The film starts off with good old Stefan Strange. That was a stupid joke. Stephen Strange. He's helping out a young teenage girl called America Chavez, and they're trying to get to the Book of Ashanti, or I think that's what it was called. I'm not exactly all right. Fall down then. I'm not exactly the biggest Doctor Strange person, so most of what I know is genuinely just coming from the films when it comes to Doctor Strange, but we'll figure it out. I believe they're trying to find the Book of Ashanti, to try and stop some big bandage demon. This version of Doctor Strange decides to try and kill America Chavez so that or Chavez? It might be Chavez. I don't know. I don't care. You know what? I could just start calling him America. Fuck you. Anyway, I'm so tired. Doctor Strange tries to kill her, and she's all like, "Oh, but I thought we were mates." And he's like, "Yeah, but not really, though." And then he like gets killed, and you're like, "Oh my God, they killed the Doctors of the Strangers." And then actual Doctor Strange wakes up, and he's like, "Oh God, that was a weird one, wasn't it?" He's like, "I'll probably be fine. Don't need to worry about that too much." Stands up and just puts on a suit, and you're like, "Oh, putting on a suit. That's, I don't know. It's cool, I guess." Then you find out that he's going to his ex-girlfriend Christine. I think it's Christine. Christine Palmer? Christine something's wedding. He sits down and everyone's like, "Oh, look, it's Doctor Strange. Cool." And then they just don't talk about it much. Except for one guy who sits down next to him. I don't know if he's from the first film or not, because I've watched that film like twice, because I don't actually think it's very good, but whatever. This one is good. Doctor Strange 1 is like meh, and Doctor Strange 2 is like peak Marvel, so yeah, anyway. So this guy sits down, and he's basically like, "Mate, you screwed that whole Thanos thing up, didn't you? My cat's died." And this was the bit that really worried me when I watched it for the first time, because I was like, "Oh well, first and only time. I don't know if I'm gonna see it again this week or not." But anyway, He sits down and he's like, "Oh, you proper screwed that whole Thanos thing up." And he was like, "Oh, it was kind of the only thing that we could do." But he makes a joke about his cats dying, and I was like, "Oh God, it's gonna be a quippy film," and it wasn't. That was like the only really bad joke in the film, and I was very happy about that. But anyway, he's like, "Yeah, my cat's died, and my brother too, mate." And then Doctor Strange is all like, sucks." Anyway, and then he watches his ex-girlfriend get married and then like speaks to her a little bit afterwards. He's all like, "Oh, I should have been better," and all this crap. Then she's like, "Well, at least I'm happy." And he's like, "Yeah, I'm just glad you're happy." And then she goes, "Are you happy?" And he's like, "Sure, I'm happy. Ha 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 ha." This is the theme of the film. Anyway, he then goes off and fights a big old squid monster, Gargantos, who I believe in the comics is called Shumagorath. Or well, I know that it's called Shumagorath. But it's like one of those things where like Marvel don't actually own the rights to the name, so they had to change it for the film. Or there's another one called Gargantos or whatever the hell. Who cares? And like this is where like the film took a turn, because I was like, "Oh, it won't." Like people were like, "Oh, it gets quite dark." I was like, "Oh, it won't get like too gory or anything." And then like he just pops its eye out. I was like, "Oh, okay. Weird." But before that, he like, I don't know if it was Wong or Doctor Strange. Someone cuts one of the legs off of Gargantos, and I'm pretty sure that sound when like the thing comes off is the exact same sound that like Tobey Maguire's webs make. When he shoots them, I may be going crazy. I don't know. Anyway, he, yeah, defeats this monster, and America Chavez, whatever the hell, is there. And he goes up, and he's like, "Oh, you're in my dream." And it's like, "Oh, dodgy, mate." And then she's like, "Oh, yeah, that's probably because dreams are like, you looking into other realities." And then he was like, "So you mean that dream where I was running naked in a field?" And it's like, "Yeah, it's out there somewhere." And he's like, "Oh, that's a bit weird." Anyway, they then talk in a cafe and they talk about Spider-Man for a bit, which was interesting. And then because it makes me wonder how that spell works, it no sense. Anyway, he then like is all like, "All right, I'll help you. Where's the other Doctor Strange?" And she's like, "He's quite dead," and shows the weird body of the Strange from the beginning of the film. And then they just bury him in a roof. That would have stunk. Anyway, they then leave and something happened. Oh, yeah, right. So then Doctor Strange is all like, "Hang on. Magical monster stuff. I know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna go involve that old Scarlet Witch," and then he goes and finds the old Scarlet Witch, and now I need to check if the word Scarlet is something. Quick Google check. It's not. Anyway, so the old Scarlet Witch is there, and she's all like, "Oh, look at this. It's a nice old little apple farm." Ha, psych. And then, what is wrong with me today? And reveals that everything around her is dying, and she's all like, "Yeah, I sent the monster after that weird little teenager. What are you gonna do about it?" And then Doctor Strange is like, "Well, I'll stop you." And she's like, "Yeah, nice try," and leaves. Then they go to like the weird magical training place from the first film, and they're like, "Okay, we need to stop her because she's kind of cray cray." And then like she shows up and she's all like, "Hey, I'm cray cray now. I'm gonna kill you. Get out of my face." And Doctor Strange is all like, "No." She's like, "That sucks. Well, time to die." And then they all like do lasers and stuff. Before we go on, Scarlet Witch is like the best Marvel villain. Like, she's terrifying and awesome in this film, and I just, she's cool. I don't have anything else to say. So yeah, she like gets trapped in a mirror thing, and then she stalks people through mirrors, doing like the Sam Raimi horror thing. It was so cool. And then they go through different dimensions. I think I saw the Noir universe, because there was like a black and whitey looking one that looks like the Noir, like the Spider-Man Noir universe. And then I think I saw something that looks a lot like 2099, like the 2099, like all of that universe, which Sony, instead of making El Muerto or Muerta, whatever the hell, here's an idea. Make a Spider-Man 2099 film. Make a Spider-Man Noir film. Make a Spider-Gwen film. You have these characters and you're making El Muerto. Why? Anyway, yeah, they end out in some like super cool looking reality where they bump into Bruce Campbell, and Bruce Campbell's all like, "I sell pizza balls, what are you gonna do about it?" And Doctor Strange's like, "I'll make you punch yourself because that's a crime against humanity." So then he goes off, and like they run into Baron Mordo, but not the same Baron Mordo from earlier, like the first film. It's a new one, but he's still quite evil. And he drugs Doctor Strange, and Doctor Strange is all like, "Ah, this sucks," and then falls on the floor. Whilst that's happening, Wanda has kidnapped Wong, and they've gone off to a big old mountain, because Wanda wants to go find her family in another universe so that she can be happy or whatever it is. They go off to a big old mountain, and then she's like, "Ah, I am the queen of everything. Now I'm gonna do a bit of a meditate and go and see me fams." And yeah. So anyway, Doctor Strange wakes up and he's in like a big old cube, and I thought Deadpool was gonna show up here. I genuinely did. He doesn't. It was kind of sad, but oh well. Doctor Strange wakes up and he's all like, "Oh, this is probably bad." And then Christine's there, like alternate reality Christine. And he's all like, "Oh, I know you. You're the one that I kind of like or something." And she's like, "Yeah, I kind of liked you as well." And then you went crazy. And he was like, "Yeah, what? That's a running theme with all of these other Doctor Strangers. Good thing I'm not like them. I'm just arrogant." So then Mordo shows up again and he's all like, "You need to come with me." Sticks him in a room full of nothingness at first, and he goes, "Doctor Strange, you are now going to be judged by the Illuminati." And it's like, "Illuminati? You mean this guy from, what was it, Supernatural? Not Supernatural. The other one. I've forgotten. Anyway, but no, it's the Marvel, the cool Illuminati with like Doctor Strange and Black Bolt and Mr. Fantastic and all that. You know, the guys that sent Hulk into space at one time. So anyway, they then like start appearing, and it's Captain Carter from What If, which was cool. What was the next one? It was like, so it's like Baron Mordo, Captain Carter, Black Bolt, like the same Black Bolt from the Inhuman show, like the like not the same one, like the same actor, but he was like wearing his actual like comic uniform with the stupid fork on his head. That was really cool. It was Maria Rambeau, Captain Marvel, and I feel like there's one I'm forgetting, like not. Like, there's the big one I want to talk about. And there's obviously, oh yeah, Professor X. Patrick Stewart, Professor X. Not like the same one from like those old X-Men films, but like another universe Professor X that just so happens to be the same one, the same guy. But like when he comes out, they play the da-na-na-na-na, da-na-na-na, like the old 90s theme, and I lost my mind. I was so happy. Because I was like, oh, I'd be like, because before I started the like watching the film, I went to go see it with a mate who's not actually been on a podcast, but I was just like, oh, it'd be cool if they play that theme, but they won't do that. And then they played it, and I was like, I'm the happiest person right now. But anyway, and he comes out in his big yellow like floaty chair from the 90s car. It was so cool. And then there's like the big one that when he showed up, unfortunately, it had been spoiled for me. It had been spoiled for me because someone thought it was a smart idea to post it on it like YouTube. However, whenever I see things for films like that, with how good like CGI and stuff has got, I pretend it's that and that it's not real. So I can always still get in, like excited for it. So when Mr. Fantastic showed up. Oh my God, I lost my shit. John Krasinski as Mr. Fantastic was brilliant. I loved him. And he better be like Mr. Fantastic for the actual Fantastic Four film. I actually half think the reason John Watts has left is because John Krasinski's gonna like direct it as well, which would be great with like his directing history. But oh my God, he was brilliant. Like he's like that's he's a lot of people are saying that he was like really stupid. He's not. He's like he's literally comic book Mr. Fantastic, where he's so smart that he feels like he has to point out the obvious all the time. So like there's a time when this was like my favorite joke the entire film. There's a time when like the alarm starts blaring because Wanda's just shown up in the like the Illuminati base or whatever. The alarm starts blaring and Mr. Fantastic goes, that's the warning alarm. And then Doctor Strange says, no shit, genius. Like I don't know why that made me laugh so much, but it did. And Mr. Fantastic was so cool. But he just like he's like, oh yeah, and if you like he says to Wanda, he's like, you better hope that Black Bolt don't open his mouth, because if he does, he'll kill you with one word. And then she's all like, what mouth? And he's like sewn his mouth together and like just blows. I'll get to it like fully, but like Mr. Fantastic gets Black Bolt killed. Like, that's his fault. But anyway, Mr. Fantastic shows up. It was awesome. I just wish he had like stretched a little bit more. Like, you don't really get to see much of his powers. But like, you know, we'll see it in the Fantastic Four film, so it's not that big a deal. So yeah, like they're all in this room and they're like gonna judge Doctor Strange, and they're all like, so yeah, mate, our Doctor Strange went cray cray, just like your Wanda, and as took Darkhold, started doing weird magic stuff. Didn't like it personally, so we killed him. We made old Black Bolt here just speak and blow him up. And Doctor Strange is all like, oh, that sucks. Well, I'm not like that, so you know, you can trust me. And they're all like, trust you. You must think we're crazy. And he's like, well, I don't think you're crazy. I just think you're stupid. That guy has a fork on his head. Anyway. The Illuminati are all like, oh, right, Wanda's here, so we have to go stop her. You stay here, and then we'll judge you when we come back, 'cause she won't be a problem. Anyway, they all go over there, and Black Bolt's head blows up. That was dark. That shocked me. I was not expecting that. Is just bursts like a water balloon. It was disturbing. And then she like picks up Mr. Fantastic and just turns him into string cheese. Like just shredded. Painful. She then like catches Captain Carter's shield and just decapitates her with it, basically. Like Darth Mauls her. She Darth Mauls her. And then crushes Captain Marvel with a big old statue, which I feel like probably wouldn't have done much, but whatever. Then walks in and is all like, I'm gonna kill this kid because I'm gonna take her powers in and I'm gonna see my family. Professor X rolls up on his big old hover chair and he's like, ah, I don't think so. It goes inside her mind. And then is like, stop it, Wanda. I shall help the good Wanda. Because, oh, yeah, she's like dreamwalking or something. Like, she's just put, like, main universe Wanda has put her consciousness into the other world's Wanda. So she's using the other world's Wanda. Yeah, anyway, Professor X tries to save the other Wanda, doesn't go too well, and just has his neck snapped, just full on, just all the way around. Just, yeah, it was brutal. But what were people expecting? This guy's died like three times in like three different films. He blew up, then got stabbed, and then just had his neck snapped. Like, anyway, so then Wanda continues on a little merry-go chase. Doctor Strange kicks crap out of Mordo or something and then runs away. He then finds like Christine and America Chavez, who's escaped through the power of luckiness. They then running find a big old like space door, and the Book of Ashanti's there. They go through and Wanda destroys the Book of Ashanti and captures America Chavez, and Doctor Strange is like, ah, that sucks. They then go to another universe where Sinister Strange is, and like the whole world's like going all wibbly. They go there and then like stops. Like he has a bit of a fight with Sinister Strange, and then nixes Darkhold, his version of the Darkhold, because there's just Darkholds everywhere in this place, mate. Anyway, opens it up. He's all like, "Ah, oh, gotta do the bad magic," but you know, it's for good reasons. So Christine's like, "All right, I guess." And then he like puts him his he does the dreamwalking thing, but puts his brain in the sinner, not the sinner, the original, like the Doctor Strange from the beginning of the film, who's now like buried in a house, and becomes Zombie Strange. Which I was kind of hoping we'd see like Marvel Zombies universe, but whatever. So he then like has a bit of a fight with Wanda for a little bit. In the main universe, which they confirmed is 616, which kind of irks me. A little bit, like it's kind of cool that they're referencing like the 616 universe, but the 616 universe is the comics universe. That's the comics universe to me, and like the MCU, because it's so different to the comics, it should just be its own universe. But whatever, it's just a thing. So anyway, yeah, they go off, have a bit of a fight, and then Doctor Strange gets burnt a little bit, and he's all like to America Chavez. He's like, look, your power's within yourself, and if you just figured it out, you'd be all right. And then she's like, oh, thanks, mate. And then like beats Wanda up, and she's all like, look, it's your family. Look at how crazy they think you look. And then Wanda's all like, oh no, they think I'm crazy. It's almost like I've been crazy this whole film. Oh God, this is a crazy situation. And then she like crushes the big old temple around her, and then America Chavez saves Doctor Strange and presumably Christine, I'm guessing, because like they were both there. And I really like that scene when like he's just talking to Christine and like she puts his like her hand on his face. That is like the shot straight out of Spider-Man 2. Like at the end of Spider-Man 2, when MJ puts her hand on Peter's face and she's like, don't you think someone should save you for once or something? That was nice. That was a cool reference. Anyway, they go home, and then Doctor Strange is all like, yay, I'm happy now because I learned what happiness is. Woohoo. And then he's like walking down the street, and then all of a sudden, oh no, I'm being attacked from within. Oh, cool. Oh, this sucks. And then like a big old eye happens on his head, like Sinister Strange. And like, oh no, what's gonna happen? Then it cuts to credits, and then it cuts to like the post-credit scene, and it's just like continuing from there, and he's fine. And then Klee shows up, who's like Doctor Strange's girlfriend from the comics or something, or wife or whatever. And she's all like, Doctor Strange, I need your help. Come on, let's go to the dark dimension. And because I'm presuming that's what it was. And Doctor Strange is like, oh, you know what? All right. So then he disappears off there and they go there. And then the second post-credit scene was awesome because it's just Bruce Campbell just like waking up. Like he stops punching himself and like he's confirmed that it's been like 3 weeks or something. Stops punching himself and he's like, it's over, and then like the film ends and a woman at the back of my cinema just went, oh, okay then. And like we all left. So yeah, it was cool. I really liked this film. It was good. Yeah. What am I speaking like this? Fucking this is my hobby. Right, so yeah, like I don't really like it's a Marvel film. It's definitely it's like if you've seen one of them, you've almost seen most of them. But it's different. It's so different. Like it feels like more Sam Raimi than it does Marvel, and I think that's really why I liked it because, like it's like one of the first times that Marvel have, it's not the first time, you know, like it's one of like the it's a it's the first time in a while that Marvel have done like a really human character story, almost, like Doctor Strange in this film is like the best he's been in any of the films. And like just all of the characters like feel human, which like in my WandaVision review like a year ago now, which Jesus Christ. I said like that's always like I always love it when like you take these characters and make them just like human. Like she's still suffering from the events of WandaVision. Like she's not healed herself, like she's gone insane. I really liked it. It's such a good film. If you've not seen it, why did you stay here? Because I've ruined it for you with my perfect reenactment. I mean, that's how they spoke and everything. Yeah, it was really good. Like there's not much else I can say. Like it was really good. I really liked it. It's honestly probably my favorite Marvel film. I should probably actually do like a ranking episode one day. That'd be kind of cool. But yeah, I genuinely really like this film, and I think it's better than Nowhere Home. Because Nowhere Home kind of like it doesn't completely lean on its cameos, but like it leans a lot on its cameos. This film doesn't. It brings them in and then kills them straight away. And it's like it was brutal. So yeah, but it was a really good film. If you've not seen it, go see it because it's worth watching. I'd much rather Marvel make films like this than more like I don't know, like I don't know. I've kind of like gone around on No Way Home. Like I don't like the first hour of No Way Home. I think I said this in my review, but like I really hate the first hour of No Way Home, and then like the last hour or like half an hour or whatever is like really good. So I don't actually think it's a very good film. It's just got a really good last half an hour. But this was like good all the way through. I kind of felt like well, Doctor Strange's third act kind of feels a little bit rushed. Like the pacing was kind of quick. But like it didn't feel like a problem up until like the third act, really. But I don't know. It was just nice to have a 2 hour film because Jesus Christ, the Batman. I love the Batman. I need to do a review on the Batman. but Christ, I've watched it 4 times. It's too long, too long, too long. 3 hours. It Christ. Yeah. Anyway, Doctor Strange 2. Doctor Strange, what a mad time we're having in this multiverse thing. It's a multiverse, man. Yeah, it was a good film, and I liked it. And you should like it too, because if you didn't, you're wrong. Your opinion is wrong, and you're clearly off of Twitter or something. I'm joking. I respect your opinion. I just think it's wrong. Anyway, that's probably gonna be it. Because I don't know, I just thought it'd be funny to just. I don't know, I don't know, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. Anyway, it was good. It was good. You should see it. I've just spent 5 minutes saying it was good over and over again. I'm gonna leave. If I had to rate it, I actually kind of want to bring in this new rating system. Like, I've not completely figured it out. All I know is that, like, if a film is really, really bad, like, let's think of a really, really bad film all of a sudden. Like, okay, let's come up with a really, really bad film. Oh, God. Let me look at my DVDs. What's a really, really bad film? What's a really, really bad film? I don't know. People don't like Green Lantern. I actually think that Green Lantern film's not all that bad. Sue me. Oh, Christ. There's no. Oh, yeah, there is. Mission Impossible 2. There we go. That's the first one I saw. Mission Impossible 2. Awful film. You know what that would get now? That would get a Go Play in Traffic. That's what I'm calling it. For bad films, you get a Go Play in Traffic. Above that, you'd probably get like a, I don't know, like a, all right, I don't know. It was okay, I guess. Yeah, let's write these down. Where's that piece of paper? Foreshadowing from earlier. Do I have a pen? Tell me I have a pen. I think I have a pen. Aha, weird old pen. All right, what was it? So, hang on. Get out of the way, Blackest Night. Yeah, by the way, I have a copy of Blackest Night. That's what my like recording thing's on at the moment. It's just sitting on a copy of Blackest Night. Because Green Lantern. And right above it, actually, I'll talk about this for a little bit. Pad out the episode. Went to my local comic shop, because. On me. Picked up Blackest Night because I've never read it before and I thought, well, probably should. And I also picked up that new the first issue in that newspaper. Look, you can hear it. Hopefully. It's the first issue in that new Spider-Man run where John Romita Jr. has come back and he's like my favourite Spider-Man artist, so I kind of felt like I had to. Anyway. These review systems. Bottom tier. Go play in traffic. Probably a bit harsh, but whatever. Middle tier. It's all right, mate. Yeah, give it a mate. And then top tier, holy Jesus. No, that's stupid. I should have come up with this before, really. Top tier, what would I give a Doctor Strange and a multi-man man, this man, guy, Jesus Christ. Wow, that was good. Yeah, that works. Wow. Wow. How do you spell wow? Like wow, but wow. I don't know. Who cares? Wow. That was good. Won it. How do you spell won it?
Weren't it? Weren't it? Yeah, there we go. There's my rating review. Bottom tier if a film's really crap and no one likes it. Or if I don't like it, at least. You get a go play in traffic, mate. Middle tier, it's alright, mate. And then top tier, wow, that was good, wasn't it? Doctor Strange and the Multi-Man of whatever the flap. Whatever the flap? What the... Alright. Gets a... Wow, that was good, wasn't it, mate? Which is probably about an 8 out of 10. Anyway, bye. See you next time. Go when turns of... What's my catchphrase? See you when the turns of table. That's it. Well done. Well done, brain. Good working.